Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Officials of the Cass County Memorial Hospital, CCHS, report work on the CCHS main entrance parking lot is progressing quickly. The southeast half of the parking lot is already completed and open to patients and visitors alike. The north section is now under construction and should be open during the first week of December. CCHS offers free valet parking for patients Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And two hospitals in Cedar Rapids have issued a joint statement announcing elective surgeries like joint replacements that require an overnight hospital stay are being rescheduled to clear the calendar from now through November 20th. Unity Point in Waterloo is doing the same with elective surgeries that have been scheduled between now and November 27th. Administrators say the moves ensure the hospitals have enough staff and PPE or personal protective equipment to care for patients. On Thursday evening, the state's website tracking coronavirus information had shown 1,227 COVID patients were in Iowa hospitals, and 213 of them had been admitted just in the previous day. 240 patients were in intensive care, all of which were record numbers for Iowa. Governor Kim Reynolds said hospitals are managing the surge.
While hospitals are experiencing sharp increases in patient volume due to the impact of COVID-19, they still are accepting patients. In fact, most hospitals are continuing to provide elective surgeries, although some have scaled back to open beds for more patients as needed.
In the first 12 days of November, more than 37,000 new COVID cases have been reported in the state.
We're seeing significant community spread across our entire state, both in our metro and rural communities. COVID-19 does not discriminate based on geography. The virus is present in all of our communities, and all of us can help stop its spread.
Reynolds Center public awareness campaign is launching yet this week, and budget is about $500,000. Money is coming from federal coronavirus relief funds. The ads will run in Iowa newspapers and on radio and TV stations across the state. The Carroll County Board of Supervisors has enacted a countywide face mask mandate. The mandate calls for masks or shields to be worn when people are in public and cannot keep 6 feet of distance from others or are inside a building other than their home. That includes all businesses. Officials say if you're eating or drinking while seated or are exercising, you may temporarily remove your mask. The mask mandate in Carroll County remains in effect until January 15, 2021. The Board of Supervisors in neighboring Greene County have also unanimously approved a face covering mandate. Greene County Public Health Director Becky Wolf said the recent spike in cases is partly because people have become complacent.
But we've also had several community type events that have occurred, and then we have seen multiple cases related to that event that people were at.
Wolf says the county had a two-week infection rate below 6% a couple of weeks ago, but as of yesterday, it's above 24%. Greene County Attorney Thomas Lane says the county resolution is unenforceable right now and is intended to be educational.
If the governor's proclamation were to expire or be terminated, at that point, the county's mask mandate would go into effect.
Carroll County Public Health said as of Friday, November 13th, there were 632 Carroll County residents who have active cases of COVID-19. The overall number of people who have been infected is 1,635, with 987 listed as recovered. The county death toll is at 16. The positivity rate over the past 14 days in Carroll County is 27.2%. COVID-19 testing at the Test Iowa site at St. Anthony Regional Hospital in Carroll will begin with new hours and days of operation beginning Monday, November 16th. The testing hours will be from 4 until 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and possibly Fridays if needed. It's anticipated that this time change will better accommodate after school or after work hours. The decision was also made to offer testing through the walk-up location and will discontinue the drive-through option. The Test Iowa site at St. Anthony Clinic in Denison will continue Tuesday, Thursdays, and Fridays by appointment for walk-ins. Mills County Emergency Management Public Information Officer Nick Johnson on Friday reports to date, Mills County has 712 positive cases of COVID-19 on record, and there are 333 recovered cases, leaving 53% of the total positive cases currently under isolation guidance. Johnson said our 14-day rolling positivity rate as of Friday was 25.4%. Mills County Public Health is receiving emergency assistance with contact tracing from the Iowa Department of Public Health. IDPH, he said, is conducting contact tracing on all community-based cases and is only able to contact trace within immediate family members of positive cases due to the surge in cases across the state. MCPH, Johnson says, is continuing to contact trace all positive cases within the schools and long-term care facilities. He added that we continue to work with our partners to slow the spread of COVID-19, but everyone in Mills County has a large part in making that happen. Anyone of any age can get the disease, and if you have been exposed to COVID-19, he says it's important to stay home for 14 days, self-isolate, and monitor for symptoms to slow the spread of the disease. People who are infected with COVID-19 can give it to others even when they do not show symptoms. Others with COVID-19 only show mild symptoms, while some experience severe illness. Johnson said you should get tested if you have symptoms. Go to onlinetestiowa.com. Call your doctor or MCPH about getting tested. Montgomery County Public Health, he said, is available to answer your questions or discuss your symptoms by calling 712-527-9699. In other news, Montgomery County Sheriff's Office on Friday said as the result of a narcotics investigation, at around 9:20 p.m. Thursday, deputies arrested 45-year-old Amber Lynn Mutchler of Shenandoah. She was charged with one count of delivery of methamphetamine and transported to Montgomery County Jail, where bond was set at $25,000. Also, as a result of the same investigation, at around 8:15 a.m. on Friday, Montgomery County deputies arrested 64-year-old John Wayne Goodall of Red Oak on the same charge as Mutchler. That's one count delivery of meth. Goodall was also being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $25,000 cash-only bond. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports 55-year-old Ryan Pullen of Corning was cited for driving while revoked Friday afternoon. That was following a traffic stop. Pullen was transported to the Adams County Sheriff's Office, was officially cited, and then released. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office on Friday said that there was arrest on November 6th of 22-year-old Trevor Hubbard from Urbandale. Hubbard was taken into custody on an outstanding warrant for violation of probation on the original charge of arson in the second degree. He appeared before the magistrate and was being held in the Audubon County Jail on $10,000 bond. And 45-year-old Jesse Archibald of Exira was arrested November 7th in Audubon County for operating while intoxicated, third offense. He was released on his own recognizance and will be appearing before the magistrate at a later date. Officials of the Iowa Restaurant Association, based in West Des Moines, report that on Monday, November 16th, the association will present its annual State Hospitality Awards at the Community Choice Convention Center in Des Moines. New this year is a Rural Operator of the Year Award, which was created to recognize the role and importance of restaurants and taverns in Iowa with communities of fewer than 1,000 people. The inaugural recipient of the award is Mike Muller of Grace on Main in Elkhorn, with a population of around 610. Jessica Dunker, president and CEO of the Iowa Restaurant Association, says this event is much-needed celebration of one of Iowa's most resilient and important industries. After the challenges we faced this year, she said, we're ready to honor hospitality professionals who exemplify innovation and business acumen, as well as shine a light on the significant contributions they've made to their communities and Iowa's hospitality culture. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.